I think we can all say that occasionally we've put our foot in our mouth. That means we said something, it's too late, and we can't take it back. Or we can try and take it back, but we just blurt something out, usually in the heat of the moment. Well, we can all see that South Carolina Representative Joel Wilson, who yelled, "You lie," after Obama said extending health care to all Americans would not mean ensuring illegal immigrants, did just that. Not only did he put one foot in his mouth, he put 2 feet in his mouth, both hands, and everything else. Whether you love him or you hate him, there has to be respect in a decorum like that. Living in Canada and seeing question period in Parliament where they bicker back and forth to each other as they're talking, where they say shame, shame, and bang their hands on the table, I find disrespectful and demeaning. When the president is speaking, whether you agree or disagree, at least sit back and listen. Let the people decide, or you talk to the people if you disagree, but yelling out "you lie" just doesn't cut it, in my opinion. Democrats and Republicans alike are denouncing Mr. Wilson for saying "you lie," and I don't think even Dennis the Menace would have approved. I'm Dana Pretzer. That's today's commentary. And by the way, you can now join me on Twitter. Yes, I signed up to that by going to twitter.com/Pretzer1. Pretzer and the number 1. Twitter.com/Pretzer1 and see what I'm up to each day on Twitter. You wanted me to do this, and I'm doing it, so show me that you're interested.